I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hour number two of the program happening right now. I am Fred Davis. That is the reigning phenom himself. And of course, that's TBD. That's TBD. We'll see what happens next. But in the meantime, the only phenom that I recognize is none other than he's also celebrating his last day as a 25-year-old human being. Has Mama Kim texted back yet to let you know what time you were birthed?
I kind of forgot about that.
I know. You've been so caught up in the fact that you've got people going through your IG like that. I'll tell you what. So you Instagram sleuths are something else. My goodness.
Rams are playing terrible. They just fumbled. Just fumbled Blake Corum. So if you picked up Blake Corum on waivers.
Rough go. All right, let's jump out to the D&M Leasing Hotline. We've talked basketball. We've talked football. We've talked Blake, hollering at girls at the gym. Well, let's switch gears and talk a little baseball, the national pastime. I don't know that there's a better postseason than postseason baseball. Three-time World Series winner, 14-year Major League veteran, Mr. Jeremy Affelt joins us next. And Jeremy, we got a lot to get to. One, you spent the prime of your career with Bruce Bochy, won three World Series with him over in San Francisco. But before we get to that, as I texted you before, I'm old enough to remember back when you were a Kansas City Royal, back when your boy David Glass was running that program into the ground. But that's another story for another show. But I'll tell you what, two things jump to mind real quick. Number one, you started out as a starter and then you moved to the bullpen. I'm surprised why more big-time guys don't take that jump, go the John Smoltz route at the end of their career. Curious to get your thoughts on that. And then B, what is the difference in regular season versus postseason baseball?
Yeah, I think, for me, with the going from the rotation to, the bullpen, one, it was a... I think the Royals had an identity scenario there where they just couldn't figure it out, right? They didn't know, where to put some of us. They were always mixing and matching. They were constantly trying to figure it out. And we're a lot of young guys coming up. And if they would have let us, fail a little bit and kind of let us just play stuff out, it would probably been better for a lot of us that pitched there. For me, I think it had to do with I was actually throwing real well when I switched to the bullpen permanently. Originally, I went to the bullpen because I had blister issues.
Okay.
And so they moved me. I made the team. I was a starter in the minor leagues the whole time. Then I made the team as a reliever because they wanted me on the team. And then I went to the rotation, and I started getting these blister issues that were pretty bad. And I just couldn't figure it out. And so it was kind of a deal where it's like, all right, let's close you because you've got high velocity from the left side. We need a closer. And then my buddy Mike McDougal came up, threw well, real well. He became the closer. I went back to the rotation. So it was kind of a mix and match.
Right.
And then finally they just said, hey, we're just gonna put you in the bullpen. And I just got so frustrated with the situation over there because there was no scenario that was ever going to fit for me. And they traded me because they wanted to give me an out, which was great. They wanted me, Dayton Moore, in fact, when he traded me, he said, hey, he wrote me a letter. It was really awesome. And he said, I felt like you just needed a fresh start. I think you have a bright career ahead of you. I think you just need a fresh start somewhere else. And so it was a really good a letter. And when I got to Colorado, they called me that the off season after my little 2 month situation with them was over when they traded me, they said, we're going to keep you. I want you to think about being the best left-handed bullpen guy you can possibly be. And that's what I did. I kind of I flew out and saw a pitching coach, Mike Mason, who worked for the Royals. I went to his house. He revamped my delivery. And then that was all she wrote. I actually became a pretty effective left-handed reliever once I started revamping all that stuff and fixed my breaking ball. And then Cincinnati, I learned my sinker from David Weathers. And then that changed my entire career, to be honest with you.
Well, and the sinker?
With a sinker. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that changed everything. Yep.
How so?
I was a four-seam guy with a curveball, you know, kind of an 11-4 curveball. And I remember Todd Helton would always tell me, he's like, man, you're the hardest throwing pitcher I've ever seen give up the hardest hits. And I couldn't figure out why that was.
Yeah.
And finally, David Weathers sat me down because it was just a up and down. I couldn't get consistent. I'd dominate or just give up rockets. And he said, because you need movement. I want you to try to back off, throw a sinker with that breaking ball. If you throw a sinker and just get ground balls and quit trying to strike everybody out, your career will change. And I trusted him.
Yeah.
At the All-Star break, and him and I played catch pretty much every day for about 2 weeks, real early. And he taught me his sinker, and I would throw it at 80%. And I remember the first time I ran into the game, I was facing the Astros, and I faced Lance Berkman. I faced him every single time that we played the Astros. I'd face Berkman, and I faced him, and I had a 2-1 count. And he was sitting just a four-seam, just ready to – and we were in Cincinnati, so I'm sure he's licking his chops, about ready to hit it 900 feet. And right. and I threw a sinker at him, and he hit the ball right into the ground at second base, and he's running up the line. He looks over at me. He's like, wait, you have a sinker now? And I looked at him, and I said, I don't know. Did it sink? And he just shook his head because it's not a scouting report. And then the next day he sees me. I throw him another sinker, and he grounds it to second. And then I threw all curveballs for the next 3 at bats against him. He got mad at me because I would never throw him a fastball again. But it was kind of those things where I was like, man, I'm going to try it. And I lived off it. And in San Francisco from 09 to 15, I probably threw 85-90% sinkers and the rest curveballs and splits. I didn't really have to throw anything other than a sinker. I just got ground ball after ground ball and had a power sinker. I threw it into the low to mid 90s. And Buster didn't want to call anything else. He said, it's a good sinker, man. So we're just going to stick with it. And that's all I threw. It was great.
Wasn't Derek Lowe a big sinker pitcher too? Wasn't that his?
Derek Lowe was,
yeah, that was his go-to, Derek wasn't Lowe it? Was
big for Boston. Yeah. I mean, nasty, nasty sinker. Like almost, and Jason Grimsley, same thing. Jason Grimsley was a big bowling ball sinker guy. They all kind of, and I was thankful for it because I think it extended my career, allowed me to pitch. I didn't have to overthink. I threw one four-seam. Bochy wanted me to. I was facing Upton, and I said, I'm going to try to get him. He said, I want you to get beat away. So I tried to throw a four-seam. One time, I switched to a four-seam to beat Upton, and he hit it off the Girardelli train in San Francisco. And it went so far. I mean, I looked at A.J. Hinch was the manager of the Diamondbacks at the time. I looked, and he was my catcher at the Royals. And I looked over at AJ, and AJ just looked at me and goes, wow. And I'm like, it went so far. I look in our dugout, and Kane's got his hat over his face because he's laughing so hard. And I'm trying not to laugh. So I want Bochy to get mad at me. So I'm like, oh God. And I came walking into the dugout and I said, that's the last four seamer I'm ever going to throw. And Boats looked at me and said, hey, I want you to get beat away, but not that far away. And I was like, thanks. I mean, that's the last and final four seam I ever threw in San Francisco. I never threw one again after that.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a solid Boach impersonation too, by the way, and it's a perfect segue.
Well, I had a lot of talks with him, so I could probably replicate it.
Okay, so let's get into Boach, because this has been an interesting last few days. He brings the Rangers their first ever World Series, and then these last 2 years have just been, I mean, it's just been a very bizarre last couple of years for a team that, let's call it what it is, pretty much kept everybody intact. I mean, yeah, you made a few changes here and there, but the core of this team, the Marcus Simeons, the Adolis Garcias, the Corey Seegers, the Josh Youngs, the Jonah Heims, like, everybody was still there, a little bit about, what is Bochy's coaching style like, and what do you think ultimately was the undoing?
Well, Bochy, one, he doesn't have a problem. You know, a lot of these guys you hear, he likes veteran guys, or, like the Lou Piniellas, right, where he couldn't stand rookies type thing. And,
sure.
But Bochy wasn't really like that. He took the talent that he had, but he also liked consistency, and he liked that if people were performing, to keep him around.
Okay.
Like, he loved it because he develops a rapport with these guys, but he also trusts scenarios, right? So if you can, when he was with the Giants, it was the same way. You had eight of us that were a part of all three of the World Series, right? You had the bullpen that you never get to spend 6-7 years with one team, and the core four was there for like the 7 years. I mean, wow. He just liked, once he had his guys, he wants to try to build around. He doesn't mind rookies coming in. They're just not going to next necessarily be a fixture.
Okay.
Or there's going to be rookies like the Crawford or the Buster or the Belts that, yes, you're going to get brought in because of talent that way, but he knows pitching wins. So if he can keep a veteran core around him, he's going to want to keep that and mix in young guys that have talent and let them kind of get into the slot of like, okay, we're just going to bring them into the fold and they're going to be veterans, or they're going to get comfortable in a year or two and then you run with it. So I think he likes some consistent stuff with some new additions, but I know when it comes to pitching, he wants guys that throw strikes. When they brought us in, they brought me in 2009, they brought Bob Howry in 2009, we threw strikes, right? If I walked guys, usually it was intentional because I could get ground balls, so I would pitch around guys and I would try to get them to hit my pitch, but I didn't really want to throw anything too hittable because I knew there's a lefty or a switch hitter on deck. I'm going to throw power sinkers and get a double play ball. That's he knew that's how I strategized for things. But Bob Howry if you remember him with the Cubs and what, that guy could spot. I mean, he could throw right on that black on the plate. And he wanted guys later in the game, so he brought us in to help some of the young, like the Romos before he was, who he became. And Brian Wilson was a young closer, and, so he was bringing in some of us for that, knowing he had Kane and Lincecum, and, he had some pretty dominant starters for us to come in with. But he liked the veterans mixing in the rookies. I think that's what he liked, and I think you see that with Texas. They won a World Series. He keeps those guys because, like, this is a winning team. These are winners. The problem is what Boach can't always foretell, and no, not everybody can. You can kind of assume it at times. They're going to get old.
Yeah.
Or they're going to play so much that baseball is hard on your body. And when you have to go to the playoffs and when you're playing intense baseball, it wears you down. And some of these guys are just getting hurt over and over again. They can't. And that's what happened this year. Your big guys are talented, but they get hurt, Simeon getting hurt at the end, when you got your shortstop and your second baseman are key fixtures of your lineup all getting hurt, that's a really, really, really tough thing to win with. You can't keep that going. You have to pitch 2-0 ball games. And in this game, in this era,
that's hard to do.
It's impossible. Like, it's just not built for that. But if you don't have an offense, you're just not. Now the game's built where it's, if you can't put up 4 or 5 runs a game, you're just not going to do well. You're just not.
Yeah.
And with the injuries that they had, and sending out I mean, they sent out guys even that are in the big leagues. They sent them out to give them a break. And then you have Aldi that are blowing out their shoulder, you know, but he's thrown so much. His innings, I mean, that guy's been around a while, you know?
No, he really has. So,
it's really, really tough. But Bochy, he can manage. The one thing about him is if he's in the playoffs, he will win. And you will see that. I mean, look at his playoff record. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, he knows how to win in the playoffs. And he can win in the regular season. But he likes to build teams. And he knows once he gets to the playoffs, he can run a chess match. Because he can use starters in the bullpen. He's got days off. He can sit there and mix and match. And that's what makes him so good. You got to get him to the playoffs, and that's tough to do when you're hurt all the time.
Well, there's that, and then you know the story we're hearing too. And again, look, it's all speculation. Now, apparently, Chris Young offered him a senior advisory role in the front office. So you know, no word, TBD on whether he takes that role or not. We've already heard that he's not going back to San Francisco. But again, the scuttlebutt around here is that they want to trim payroll, they want to get rid of Marcus Semien, and they want to go in a younger direction. So. You know, I just wonder, especially based off everything you just said, why wouldn't you want Bochy around for that, if that's the case?
Yeah, I think it comes down to, some of the stuff you hear, and I haven't talked to Boch since. I mean, I've talked to him quite a bit this year, but I have not talked to him, so I have no idea. I mean, you got to remember he retired already.
Sure.
So the guy, I mean, and he probably, you know, I can say this cause you know, he's not anywhere near me to strangle me or anything, but the dude's old, man. He's 72 years old. I mean, at some point I'm like, hey man, like you're a shoe-in Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
You know, you've won 4 World Series. You've been a part of a bunch of them. Like you're good. You are good. And I know you're a lifer, man. I know you're a lifer, but travel's hard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard on you, man. And getting up there in age and doing all that. Like for me, if he can't be all in, I have to go with a new manager. Right.
Sure.
And sometimes you're like, you know what? I don't know if these guys or the direction that we're going is going to be a direction that Boch wants to deal with, because I don't think he really wants to. I wouldn't, if I were him, deal with a bunch of young guys and try to get them to play baseball. I don't want to deal with that. I want to deal with guys that know how to play the game, and let's bring a few young guys in to teach them. But I don't have time to work with a bunch of young guys and deal with some chaos. If Bochy had to manage the Rockies right now, guy would probably look like he's 90, right? Because he's like, are you kidding me? I'm not freaking dealing with this stuff, you know, because it's just a mess over there. So I think there always comes time to be, for me, it's like, hey man, let's do a special. I'm sure Buster is going to probably offer him the same thing. Everybody wants his wisdom.
Sure.
If I'm a GM or if I'm a president of a team, I want him. I want your wisdom because I know I'm going to go after a younger manager and I need you to mentor him, which means give him some thoughts to think about why he's managing. Boch just probably doesn't need to live it for 162 games. You know, like I think that to me is the tough thing. And I think he's at that place in his life where, man, I don't know. I just couldn't imagine doing that. I mean, I retired. Part of it, I wanted to raise my sons, but it's a lot on the road. You know, you have to be dedicated to be gone that much. And I cannot imagine doing that at 70. So, I mean, I'm if I were him, I'd be like, man, just go drink your wine, kick your feet up, and then critique and bury all the managers that you think are doing a bad job because you can armchair coach now for a while. It's great.
Well, and so, we know he loves to fish too. So, I mean, he's got the best of both worlds, right? So, and I mean, apparently he's got like, what is it? Like something, what is it? And of course I don't drink, but he's got like a barrel of whiskey or something like that. So, I mean, you know, you're big time when you got like your own barrel of, you know,
yeah, well now you left that whiskey out of the bag. I'll be texting him.
There you go. He said it on a pregame show. So again,
I don't see any of that whiskey at my house. You better start sending stuff my way.
All right, two things, and Jeremy, I could talk to you all day. We got to do this again. And shout out to our boy Bitter Mike for putting us in contact together. He said you were phenomenal, and I could talk to you all day. Two things. One of my biggest issues with this baseball team, and I'm talking about the Texas Rangers going into this year, was you spent $241 million going in. You had the seventh highest payroll going into the season. You were a World Series contender, and that wasn't just hyperbole. I mean, you know, again, this was a team that a lot of people thought was going to make some noise this year. And you went in with no designated closer. Like Luke Jackson was supposed to be the guy, and he had never really been a closer before, and they thought so lowly of him by midseason that they DFA'd him, right? And that was a bugaboo all season long. So from that aspect, I want to know just, you know, how hard is it to, you know, from a bullpen perspective when you go the closer by committee route? And then number two, who do you like in this this year's postseason?
I absolutely hate closer by committee. I do not like it. And Boach had it at one time, and he had to sit me down. He's like, we're going to do closer by committee. And I looked at him, and I'm like, this is a terrible idea. And he said, I know you think it's a bad idea, but you need to get on board. Because if you're not on board, then the bullpen's going to all fall into that. I know you don't like it. I said, I don't like it, not because I don't think you know what you're doing. I don't like it because we have to prepare for our roles.
Yeah.
And if I have to sit there in the sixth inning and then all of a sudden get ready, get locked in for the seventh, and then you don't use me, and all of a sudden you use me in the ninth because it hit the fan, and now that role came up, I don't like that. I don't like it because I'm willing to give you everything I have, and I'm mentally prepared, I'm mentally focused. If I have a consistent role, I'm going to do better. Sure. And I remember I gave into him a little bit at it, where I kind of – he sat me down and said, okay – but that's when we got to the playoffs. And the one thing I learned from him in the playoffs is there is no roles. I can prepare for that. There is no role. Be ready. And he did. He threw me in 2014, innings 2-10. I pitched in every inning. I was one of the only pitchers in history to do it. Wow. The only inning I did not pitch is the first inning.
Okay.
But the only reason it worked is because it's the playoffs.
Sure.
Because you have 21, you got to win 11 games. You know, you got to win 11 games to win the World Series.
Okay.
I believe that's what it is, right? You got to win 11, right? Yeah, yeah. You got to win 11. So you have to go at it and give it everything you got. But I cannot, there's no way a bullpen will hold up for 162 games where you do not have a role because the guys will get burnt out.
And makes sense.
You saw it in San Francisco when Kapler was there running a closer out in the ninth and he pitched the guy in the third the next day. You cannot do that. You cannot do that because they cannot sit there and try to be focused for every single inning for 162 games. I mean, a starter gets paid $30, $40 million a year to be mentally prepared for once every five.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell a bullpen, hey, you need to be prepared for any role every single day. They won't do well. They'll burn out. They'll try to do too much. Then they get in their own heads, and then they just can't. They don't even pitch how they're supposed to pitch. So the only way you can win and get to the playoffs and win in the playoffs is have a bullpen that is set and understood what their roles are. And it doesn't mean I'm going to pitch in every seventh, but I might pitch the eighth, I might pitch the seventh, I might have to come in the sixth, finish it, and pitch the seventh. I get that, but don't bump me all over the place. Like you can't do that, and don't close me by committee. Those last three outs, yes. Mentally, you can say, well, I don't want to give up a run no matter what. It doesn't matter. Those last three outs, the best hitters in the world are in Major League Baseball, and they're backed against the wall. They're going to give you their best at-bats if the game's on the line. It just is. So it's really, really hard. There's a lot of energy that goes into it, and it's mental focus and mental makeup. You have to have a bullpen. You have to have a set closer. If you do not have a role as a closer, you'll see teams not make the playoffs. I don't see one team that's ever won a world championship, and I've rarely seen him make the playoffs that don't have a back end of the bullpen that's set and ready to go. If you don't have that, you won't win. If you try to do it, it won't work.
All right, 30 seconds. 30 seconds real quick. Like I said, 30 seconds or less, who wins World Series?
Oh, well, shoot. Whoever's hotter at the time. I do not want the Dodgers, obviously. So anybody but them. Anybody, let's go with this. Anybody but the Dodgers.
I love
it. That's my pick.
I love it. Jeremy, I'll tell you what, my man, this has been phenomenal. Great talking to you. A lot of great insight. And I'll tell you what, it makes a lot more sense why some of the things happened the way they did here in Texas. Great stuff from you, my man. Let's do this again another time.
Heck yeah. Awesome, guys. Thanks.
Appreciate you. That's the one, the only three-time World Series winner, Jeremy Affleck. All right, we're way up against it. What are we doing next? NFL Stack coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back in, Fan After Dark, and I'll tell you what, I don't get geeked about many interviews, but Jeremy Affeldt, I got to say, was a couple things. One, his insight on Boach, give us a little background about how Boach operates, how he goes about his managerial style, but maybe more importantly, explaining how bullpens work, and when you don't have a designated role, why it just kind of causes dysfunction and chaos for the rest of the bullpen. And it made a lot of sense. I mean, everything he explained, you could literally see different players each, you know, like, oh, okay, that explains why, you know, having, whether it was Phil Maton or Robert Garcia or Luke Jackson or Danny Collum, like why it seemed like every single, I always get his last name screwed up.
It's all good.
But I mean, how many different guys did the Rangers run out there this year in the eighth or ninth inning?
It was a committee.
You know,
it was a committee from day one.
And it makes so much sense to have him explain that, you know, you're thinking to yourself, well, it's just one inning. But again, you've got to get yourself mentally psyched up for that. And again, when you talk about how when you're a starter, you know, okay, every 5 days I'm getting the ball.
Or if this guy goes out and he blows the inning and then you got to come in with one out left and then you're going to have to pitch the inning after that, or you just don't know what you're going to be walking into.
Well, at the very least, it's like he said, he's okay, so if I got to pitch it, you know, if I'm the seventh inning guy, but maybe I got to come in with an out left in the sixth or something like that, I can understand that and appreciate that. But it just, and I was explaining to Trevor during the break, look, Jeremy Affeldt spent 14 years in Major League Baseball and went from being a starter to a reliever and explained why. That's what Chris Young was. So, you know, and Chris Young, and that's what, and again, what further complicates things for me when it comes to Chris Young and almost makes it even more of a dereliction of duty is that, you know, you won a World Series where each guy had a seventh, eighth, and ninth inning role well established. So to go into this season, to not have that those roles established, considering that, you know, again, your guy was a pitcher, just kind of flummoxes me. And I guess we'll have to figure out what this team looks like later on.
We will. I was going to ask him about DeGrom going to a closing position, what he thinks of that.
That's a great question. You know, we're going to get him on again. We're going to get him on again.
Friend of the program now, I would say.
Come on now. Come on, I didn't even get to ask him any Royals questions. I mean, I could have talked to Jeremy the entire hour. I was geeked. But, you know, I mean, that's what I – and see, the thing is, like, when you get former players on, especially when they have a tie to, you know, the – and I tell you what, I appreciated the fact that he's been talking to Boach all year long. I'd love to know, you know, one of these days I'll have to go holler at my boy Bitter Mike Babbo. And again, shout out to Bitter Mike for facilitating this interview because he had Jeremy on. They live close to each other down in old San Antone. But I'd like to know a little more behind the scenes as to what some of those conversations Jeremy and Boach had throughout the course of the 2020. And here's the other thing. Let's call it what it is. This year probably just wore him out. I mean, we were exhausted as fans watching the two steps forward, three steps back of this Rangers season. Imagine managing this season and getting to within a game of the division, or getting tied for the wild card, and then you go out and drop 7 out of 8. That's rough.
Facts.
That's rough. What else is rough? This Rams 49ers game?
17-7. 49ers are up. Mac Jones looks phenomenal. Kyle Shanahan is geared up a couple plays to have some easy touchdowns. One to McCaffrey, one to Tongs. Rams offense has looked a little more stagnant. The 49ers defense, unless I think the touchdown came in the second quarter, so they now have gone five straight games without allowing a single point in the first quarter.
Who, the 49ers have?
They have not allowed a point in the first quarter this year.
I mean, they do have a good defense. Say what you want. I mean, Robert Saleh, not a great head coach, but a great defensive coordinator.
Now, they ended up giving up 34 to the Jags. You know, they didn't all come in the first quarter, but...
They didn't give up 34 to the Jags, did they?
Was it not 37-24?
No, I thought it was... No, I think it was like 26-22 or something like that, wasn't it?
I could have swore it was like 34-27. Keep talking. Either way, the Mac Jones-led 49ers with no receivers, Kendrick Bourne out there, Marquez Valdez, Scantling, Sky Moore, Christian McCaffrey.
26-21 was
26-21. Okay.
It's not terrible.
But giving up 26, I wouldn't say like great defense. Give up 26 to the Jags.
Maybe you're going to have. Hey.
Don't.
No, I will. Look, I get it. Trevor Lawrence isn't a great quarterback. He's still a serviceable NFL quarterback. Like, you can still score. And they've got pieces on that offense.
Jags are sneaky. Yeah.
Jags are sneaky. They should be 4-0.
No, they're not. Stop both of you. They're not sneaky at all. They're not scaring nobody.
What's that?
They're not scaring anybody. I didn't stutter.
Okay, well, I mean, they beat the 49ers in Candlestick.
Congrats. With Brock Purdy throwing picks out there being hurt. So, congrats. That's why he's not starting this week.
I didn't know we had a 49er apologist in the room today.
I didn't pick the 49ers today to win. My point is, the Jags win. I wouldn't be hanging my hat on that one. Like, the Jags are legit. Jags are legit this year.
Oh, so beating a 49er team San Francisco isn't legit.
With an injured quarterback, no. I didn't buy anything.
He got hurt after the game, right? I thought he re-aggravated the injury.
Within the game. Did you watch? He did look good. He re-aggravated during the game. Two picks, fumble, was all over the place, sporadic, missing throws.
Oh, so I guess the defense didn't have anything to do with that?
If you're playing against an injured quarterback, I'm not going to pom-pom your defense for playing well. I do not think the Jags are legit. I don't know how many other ways I have to say that. I'm not.
I mean, you've made it clear.
I'm going to add a little fuel to the fire here.
Wait, Kevin. If we're buying people's records early in the NFL season as an indicator of how good a team is, and I have higher expectations for everybody listening and for everybody on this show.
So just first 4 weeks, we just go ahead and why even talk about it then?
No. I'm looking more about how they play. Like, that's the same way me saying the Eagles are dominant and going to win a Super Bowl because they're undefeated. But when you watch their football games, they're not playing that well on offense. They're 29th and 30th in every offensive rank.
Didn't the Chiefs kind of prove this last year, though? That, you know,
do they have Patrick Mahomes at quarterback?
No, they do, for sure. But
no. I'm talking about the Eagles. Do they have Patrick Mahomes at quarterback?
They got Jalen Hurts, who's been to two out of the last three Super Bowls.
I don't think. Do you think he's better than Patrick Mahomes at quarterbacking? No. So that point, your Chiefs point stands clear. I get it, but that does not equal the Eagles. Do you think the Eagles can continue to play how they're playing right now?
Yeah, I do.
Copy paste throughout the whole season and win a Super Bowl.
And win a Super Bowl?
And win the Super Bowl. I'm not judging them on the regular season. I'm talking about that's what the Rams, that's what the Eagles, what the 49ers, excuse me, that's what the Bills, the Ravens, we're judging them on Super Bowls, the AFC and NFC championships, not going 4-0.
I think they
the
can get to. I mean, do I expect Jalen Hurts to continue to play like this? No.
That's my okay. Yeah, if Jalen Hurts starts playing better, spreading the ball
but
out.
But that's my point. They're four games in, and they haven't played well, and they're still winning games.
I applaud that. I'm looking deeper than just the record and saying the way they're playing the game of football is not going to win the Super Bowl. I was saying the way the Jags are playing is not going to make them win a playoff game. But the rebuttal that you gave and probably other people, but the 3-1. Well, then, yeah, we'll just do the power. We'll just do the rankings of the standings, and that'll be the teams that are good and bad.
Oh, so I said just because I said they're 3-1. I mean, look at the way they've won. I mean, I'm taking into account, too, that the fact that what they've looked like over the last decade and the fact that they're winning games that they wouldn't win before.
Okay.
Is what I'm getting at. Okay. Look, you turn the ball over to San Francisco. All right. Mm-hmm. They've got a chance to go win the game. And then what do? You go and commit a turn and then you force a fumble the very next play.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Some decent players and aren't a decent team.
I mean, you just crapped all over them a second ago.
Well, let me finish, Fred, before you start yelling. I didn't say they don't have decent players and aren't a decent team. I just do not think they're legit playoff teams like both of you guys are crowning them because through 4 weeks.
I just said sneaky.
They're not sneaky either. They are middle of the road.
So they just got a couple good players in, basically. Let Blake tell it.
100%.
Okay,
you think the Jags are legit contender in the playoffs? Like, could make a playoff game, win a playoff game?
Absolutely. I mean, did I stutter?
Oh, my God.
I picked them to win the AFC South before the season started.
Y'all are off the cocaine today. The Jags are sneaky.
I didn't know I had Blake, Peter, King, Elliott in the room here.
Playoff games. I don't know if we're watching the same Jaguars play football, but.
I mean, they're 3-1.
I don't believe in them at all. And the fact
you've made it clear.
Them being like average, that's fine. That's a fine take. I'm not saying they're the worst team in the league, but
I mean, is it really that hard to win a if they win the AFC South, which we kind of figured out isn't a great division?
Yeah, they'll probably be playing like the Ravens or something. And you're picking them in that game?
Right now? Absolutely.
In the playoffs, bro?
Because the Ravens are going to make because the Ravens are 1-3 right now.
Apparently the Ravens are making the playoffs. Playing the Ravens like if the Ravens were the 5 seed.
Who do we know? I mean, how do we know who they're going to play in the playoffs?
Y'all are off that ganja. Send us a break.
I guess. I'll tell you what. Fair foul. I guess we got a great segue into fair foul right here.
Fred and Kevin's sports takes over the Jag. That's what we'll do.
I guess the Jaguars shouldn't even play anymore.
I didn't crown him the Super Bowl champion. Just said sneaky.
You know what? I might as well. I might be on the Jags to the Super Bowl.
You know what they sneaky are? Sneaky ass. That's what they are. Sneakily ass, but it's
Blake,
not even sneaky.
Peter, King, Elliott over here. All things knower of Jacksonville Jaguar football. Coming up next, more fair foul.
Travis Etienne's fault. I hate him.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back in. Fan After Dark on a Thursday. Fred and Blake just got done helping my friend move, but I knew to bring tools with me, LOL, Jagon and Terrell.
I'm pretty sure I just saw my lawyer on Pro Reference, Pro Football Reference.
How do we feel
reference?
About that? How do we feel about Jagon being a... That's a real fatty Tolo right there. He went out to our watch party, and the poor bastard won the jersey but had to go, so he wasn't able... But that's a, I'll tell you what, that's a deep pull right there.
That's a guy that wouldn't pick the Jags, because that's a ball knower.
Okay, Jagon. You know what? See, I wasn't going to bring it back up, but fine. Since you want to be did you want to be Mr. Inflammatory?
Yeah.
I tell you what, I am going to watch Jacksonville Jaguar games with a renewed sense of vigor now.
Go ahead. Your eyeballs are going to hurt after watching Trevor Lawrence try to throw the ball, so you'll be fine.
I thought you were a Travis Hunter guy.
I am, and unfortunately not getting the rock. So yeah, I know they're...
More, because he's playing more cornerback.
And he's not doing well with that either. It hasn't been a great start for Travis Hunter.
Been playing more receiver.
He hasn't looked anything crazy so far through the first 4 weeks. Definitely not giving up a future first. Two future firsts. That one and then the one next year. And the Browns are balling with all the guys they drafted. Mason Graham, Swessinger,
Mason
Judkins.
Graham has looked good.
Best Mason defense Graham. In the league right now. Mason and Judkins is one of maybe one of the best rookie running backs.
So. 4 weeks in, 3-1. Still a lot of good football left. So
who do the Jags even play?
And I'm so torn on Monday night. I don't know who I want to root for. That's how torn I am.
Dude, the Jags are going to lose their next three games, so they'll be 3-4. Congrats. They play the Chiefs, Seahawks, and Rams.
They'll go 2-1 in that stretch.
No, they won't.
They'll go 2-1.
They're going to go 0-3, and then we're going to be talking about a 3-4 Jags team that all of y'all hyped up.
We got a Duval from the 615.
When they go 5-3, I don't want to hear it. When they're 5-3, I don't want to hear it. All right. I'll tell you what. This is, and neither one of you have kids, so this.
You don't know that.
Yeah. Well, you're right. I don't. Yeah. That's true. I don't.
I could be keeping it tight to the hip.
I don't. But something tells me you don't. All right.
I'm a good liar.
We're in a bad way right now, society-wise. The world. And I'll tell you why.
USA or the world in general?
The world in general. Okay. For the first time in recorded history, overweight children now outnumber underweight children worldwide. A new study published in The Lancet reveals that rising obesity rates among kids and teens are reshaping global health patterns. Researchers found that childhood obesity has increased tenfold in the last four decades. This shift is driven by changes in diet and lifestyle, with processed foods, sugary beverages, and decreased physical activity playing major roles. The rise of fast food and urban living has accelerated the trend, particularly in middle-income countries where undernutrition once dominated. Experts warn that long-term impacts could be devastating as childhood obesity significantly raises the risk of diabetes, heart disease, and early mortality. Public health officials are urging governments to introduce stronger policies on food regulation, education, and access to healthier meals. Fair or foul, for the first time ever, overweight kids outweigh...
Wow.
Nicely done.
Outgain?
Well, we know they outweigh him. Outnumber.
There's an overweight kid listening right now, and you just ruined his day, friend.
You know what? No, I didn't. Because you know what? I'm telling him what nobody else has so far.
Hit him with the truth.
Get on a treadmill, kid. Get your ass outside. Put the iPad and the controller down and get your ass outside.
Okay, I'll give you this. You get one magic genie wish.
Yeah.
To fix
the kids?
The kids' obesity. What would it be? You only get one. You don't get multiple. You can't say this, and this. You get one wish to fix kids' obesity. What would that wish be that you think would be the most efficient way
you
to
ready
do
for
this?
I got one for you.
Okay. Well, that's what I asked for.
Bring dads back.
Just bring dads back. If bring there was dads no divorces, back. No divorces.
Not necessarily. Look, doesn't even have to be. Look, I've got two kids by two women.
I'm telling you, the dad has to be present.
I think having a father present changes a lot.
Okay.
From top to bottom. Now, you were very fortunate that you have a very strong-willed mother.
But I'm fat. And short, as the Tolos like to tell me.
And white.
Bring the dads back.
Yeah.
Bring the dads back.
I'm just going to go physical education in general.
That's mine.
Is it too low-hanging fruit just to say to can't have electronics so you get to high school?
I think that's a phenomenal idea. I really, really do.
Because I get it, and I hear the pushback all the time online, social media, whatever it is. Well, what if a school shooting happens and my kid can't call me? That's what the teacher's for. If your student's randomly roaming, him calling you, you're not going to come take out. You're not Kyle's. What's the sniper's name? Kyle, American Sniper guy. Y'all know who I'm talking about, right? American.
Hold on.
He's like the American sniper. His name's Kyle something.
Kyle Rittenhouse.
Bro, no, that's not
I don't know who you're talking about.
He's like the most famous sniper ever.
Oh, I thought it was Marcus Luttrell.
I mean, he might also be. I don't want to disrespect. I'm just talking about there's a guy named Kyle.
Chris Kyle.
I cannot believe you said that as well. You're unhinged. And I did not approve of that. Anything that just came out of Fred's mouth when he said that.
I didn't know who you were referring to.
And that's the first thing that came into your mind?
You kept saying Kyle.
Either way. I don't even know what point I was trying to make anymore.
How do we fix childhood obesity?
Oh, yeah.
You're taking the electronics away.
I'm taking the electronics away. Yeah. They can have an Apple Watch. They can ping or whatever, and Absolutely. The parents can check the location. But what is them texting? What is them iPadding doing good? Take them away at schools? Take them away at the house? I think it's bogus. When I have a kid, I don't care what technology is that. They're not getting it to high school. I don't know how I would tell the mom to her face before we have the kid.
Tell the mom. The mom.
615 says there needs to be better culinary classes in schools.
What? Do they even have regular culinary classes in schools? I didn't have no dang culinary class. Did you, Fred? Did you have a culinary class growing up?
Yeah, it was called home ec.
We didn't have that. I've never had that in one day in my entire education.
There's your problem right there.
Yeah, we had home ec. But that would be future obesity, if you will. We're talking about they're not the ones cooking at the house.
I did home ec, and we cooked a little bit, but it wasn't.
No, but I'm saying you're not going home and cooking at 6, 7 years
old.
No,
you're not.
So we're talking about children's obesity, not adult obesity.
No, your mom's making you pizza rolls and telling you to show up and get on your iPad.
And what are you going to do? I learned this in home ec, and I'm going to make a chicken tetrazzini? Like, you're not going to know what you're doing.
Maybe learn how to make a Caesar salad. I don't know.
They need to stop doing the cereals, and that's the big problem, Fred, the cereals.
Oh, I don't disagree with you one bit.
Cereals are a huge problem because they look great. They're colorful. Every kid wants them, myself included. I still eat cereal. Apple Jacks time to time.
Having dads in the picture won't do anything when the dad is also overweight. Look, if the overweight dad tells the kid to get outside and run around, I mean, who didn't have – everybody knew – Back in the day.
But the overweight dad might just sink on the couch with a Miller Lite with a cigarette hanging out of his lip.
There is that chance, all right? But is any different than the dad if he's not there? I mean, it's not like it's going to stop the kid from not doing anything anyway.
I like my answer.
972 said bring back bullying.
That's a bit much.
I think bullying is prevalent. Trust me. I see.
No, it's. TikTok, I mean, I think right? it's I was going to say, I think it's just in different forms, unfortunately.
Cyber shoving kids into lockers, but there's definitely bullying still going on from what I see. On social media, there's still some kids being made fun.
Getting bullied does teach character.
Okay, here we go.
I mean, I got slammed into a locker as a freshman. True story.
I think here's my new wish. Every kid has to
At 469, make healthy food cheaper.
I like that one.
I like that one as
well. That's in general, though. All
every
across.
Kid has to, one, do an off-season program with a football coach. I don't care, girl or guy. You have
or
to
wrestling.
Of,
or wrestling.
Or track.
Or track.
In the off-season, you got to do it. And then when it comes to school year, you got to continue doing the same thing. 365 days, we're building athletes here in America. I'm tired of losing. And we got too many obese children.
Yeah.
But I'm not looking at the children. They don't know what they're doing. They're not buying the groceries. I'm looking at the enablers above.
The parents.
I'm looking at the parents.
That's it.
That are sitting here going, it's okay that Jimmy weighs 322 and he's in fifth grade.
Well.
Now, yeah, we do need O-linemen. We do need O-linemen. So
we do.
We don't need to go too far on the other way.
But, well, that not just that, but we need to stop making it seem like obesity is okay.
Yeah, we don't need.
Oh, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. It's okay. He's just big boned. No, you're fat.
No. Unless you're on the football team actively and an O-lineman, you don't got an excuse. That's your one excuse.
Or if you're a thrower.
A thrower?
On the track team. Throwers. Remember? Javelin.
Yeah.
Shot put. Okay. They call them throwers.
I was a little lost on where you're going with that. Obviously wasn't in Javelin.
Maybe softball.
214 says, hey, it's me. I pushed Fred into that locker.
Wow. It might have been. But he did go to Baylor. He did go to Baylor. He was
How much did you weigh?
I was a Fred. Oh. I was probably.
Were you bigger than Kevin?
No. No, I was a freshman in high school. I was on the varsity track team as a freshman.
Slight flex.
I just got to put that out
there. I'm going to denigrate myself. Go ahead and try this.
You'll not get a compliment. Only one on the team, just saying.
Only white boy.
Well, there's a few white boys on the team, but I was our miler.
Where are you going with this?
I'm trying to think. I was probably 5'6", a buck 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've gained about 100 pounds and grown about an inch.
That's exactly it. I am 5'7", 230. That's exactly it. I'm glad you let everybody know that. It's foul. Let's stop this madness. And I'll tell you what, if we have to lead the charge for all you little fat kids out there, then you know what? We're here to do it.
What's
going
to be our chant? We got to get a chant.
Fat kids unite. We'll make you skinnier. 877-881-1053.
We want skinny.
Forget it. You don't even have to be skinny. Lose some weight.
Okay.
Just lose some weight.
They need like Weight Watchers, Big Brother, but for little kids.
Has that worked though? 877-881-1053. Is Weight Watchers even still a thing?
Oh, it definitely is.
God bless Shirley, my grandma. That woman agonized over Weight Watchers when I was a kid.
What's the one?
Always counting her calories. I'm like, grandma.
What is it? 700 pound life or whatever.
Seriously.
And those get views. People love it.
That's what I'm saying. We love watching fat people be miserable.
It's another avenue to fame as well.
Have you guys seen that Netflix thing? The Biggest Loser. Why are we canceling Netflix? By the way,
I don't know.
What's news to me? I didn't know we were doing
this. Elon's doing it. It's like. Come on, Elon. We're not canceling Netflix, okay? Whatever.
Make it free.
Look, if you don't want the woke shows, don't watch them.
If I did everything that Elon did, I'd be in trouble.
My God, seriously. Well, he's got like 17 kids. All right, coming up next, third hour of the program. Ben Troop, friend of the program, coming up next, talking all things. What the hell's going on with his Gators? Lots to go to. Don't go anywhere.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.